you have to be on social. It's not an option. You have to be there. But a lot of the times it's so overwhelming, you don't even know where to start. Well, let's talk about it. What is happening, people of the interwebs? I'm so excited. It's another episode of the Do Things Podcast. Woohoo! Yes! Awesome! All right. I'm Todd Frazier, your host as always, and this is the Do Things Podcast, the place where we inspire and equip people just like you to take action. Stop waiting, start doing, do things. Oh man, and so one of the things that I, like, we've talked about this before, I love the internet. I love social media. I've been on it for a really long time. It's one of my passions. It's one of the things I love to do, and I figure out how to utilize it for my business and in multiple other opportunities. But the thing that I love doing is educating and sharing my wisdom and experience with other people through this podcast, but also when I speak at conferences or with businesses, I just come in and I kind of give them the simple overview of what it is. And then if they need more training, then I can come in and do that. But I love talking about it. And this episode was pulled from a meeting that I went and had with FCA. It's called Fellowship of Christian Athletes, if you're not aware. They're an organization all over the country, but here, this chapter in Orange County, they were having some questions about social media, and I was talking to a couple of the guys that I know about social media, and I asked a few questions, and they had no idea what I was talking about. So I said, can I come talk to you guys and share this information with you? So we set up a time. I went in, and I sat down with them around a table in their conference room and just kind of talk through some of the basics and overview of social, and then what are the values that they can really pull from that, and then moving forward, what should they do next? And I recorded this so that I can kind of share it with you guys, but this is what I love to do. And if you've got a business or if you've got an organization that needs some help just kind of overall understanding social or deep diving into how to use a certain function or a certain platform to its maximum, I'd love to help. You can get more information about what we do at frazeinc.com/marketing, and you can get the information there, or you can just message me, Todd, at frazeinc.com, frazeinc.com, and we can set up a time to meet, and I can just come in and we can consult and get you dialed in on your social media and your digital presence as much as possible. You hopefully can get a lot of information from here that can really kind of help direct your path and give you some insight into how to use social and why it's so important. So this episode is my meeting with the FCA of Orange County, talking about social media, what it is, how to understand it a little bit better, and then the best ways for them to utilize it for their organization to reach kids in sports in Southern California. Without further ado, let's get into the episode of the Do Things Podcast, where we talk about how to understand social media and the best way to utilize it for your organization.
Why don't you make some introductions here and we'll get this thing going.
So this is my buddy Todd Frazier. Met him at church. He is a social media expert, and he wanted to come in and share some wisdom. So it's
all cool. Your stuff. Thanks, buddy.
There it is.
That was the best short intro ever, right? Let's get to the point.
And hey, we do have it. There's a computer with the TV if you need to use it.
Yeah, okay. If we need to move that way, but yeah, I kind of like this format, sitting at a table, like round table, like let's just talk about stuff. Because I think the biggest value that I can give you guys is if you guys have questions, I want to address those. If you've got issues with stuff, like some of the things that Nate and I have talked about because of what you guys do and what your impact is on the community, there is a huge opportunity for you guys if you use social well. So just a little bit about me, really quick backstory. I don't know what Nate's told you or hasn't told you. I went to college at Southeast Missouri State University. So I was an Indian before they changed the name to Red Hawks. But I played football, so I played the real sport. American football. American football. I know. Right? Really, it's at this point. Hand football. Yeah. Handball. Oh. Yeah, yeah, okay. All right, whatever.
There's
a lot of love. I can feel it. And then I think probably like with most of you guys here, at some point you realize you're not going to play anything anymore, and then you realize you need to have a career. So out of that, I came out of college. I was going to be a high school teacher. I connect with kids really well, enjoy that kind of stuff. And then my student teaching, a kid lit off a firecracker in class, and then that kind of triggered for me, I don't know if I can deal with this the rest of my life. So I jumped out, finished college, and then I got into real estate investment. It went really well for a while, and then 2008 hit, it crashed, and then I was left holding the bag with a wife and three kids, figured out what to do. And my dad's been a CPA for 30 plus years, so I thought maybe I could figure that out. I was a math major, very little business. Anyways, figured that out 8 years later through school and pay cuts and all kind of stuff, finally started my own business in 2016. All that time using social media, relating with people and friends, and then realized in 16 I can use it for my business. So what I've used then since 2016 to now, I have a CPA practice, I do consulting for businesses, I do a lot of social media management, I do advertising, and then I do speaking, and it's just kind of all rolled into, I'm just sharing my knowledge and insight with people to help them with their businesses and their purposes and all that kind of stuff. So that's a little bit about me. The thing I think that's really critical for you guys, because I've got, like, my son's gone to two of your guys' baseball camps at Esperanza, and I think one of them at Yorba Linda. So really love the organization. I was involved very little in FCA in high school, but I was around. It wasn't quite as, I went to Troy, so I don't know if that is a problem for any of you guys. Okay, good. But I think this is what you guys do, and speaking into youth and being able to be a voice inside of sports where there's such a culture of, you know, it's competition, which is good. I love competition. I'm a very competitive person. But there's something when you add faith into that that really changes the dynamic. And I think that's your message is really, really imperative, especially in culture today with social media and how it is around kids and what they're looking at and what they're seeing and then what they're striving towards, right? So if you guys can be the people on the platform that they look at and they're like, I want to be like those people. I want to have that same kind of faith. I want to be able to do that in a way that impacts the people around me, right? Because then it's that exponential growth. And I think that's, tell me if I'm wrong, but that's kind of your message, right? That's your mission, is to have impact kids that then impact mm-hmm. other kids, and they tell two friends and they tell two friends and all that. When I talk with Nate about kind of what you guys are doing social media wise, and I ask him, you know, how much are you posting? What's your purpose? What are you doing? Like, he kind of had a few things to say, and I was like, why aren't you doing more? And he's like, well, I don't know. So I'm just wanting to know from a standpoint of where you guys are at social media wise. How many of you guys are on Facebook? Okay. You're not on Facebook? Okay. No. Okay, you're going to open a Facebook page. You have to. Okay. How many of you guys are on Instagram? Okay, but you're on Instagram. Okay, that's good. How many of you guys are on Snapchat? Okay, with your demographic, Snapchat is huge. How many of you guys are on LinkedIn? LinkedIn? Okay, good. LinkedIn's really good. And then the other thing is, how many of you guys are on YouTube? Like, actually putting content on YouTube. Good, yes?
Vimeo?
Vimeo, yeah, you're putting content out, video, long-form video content. Vimeo, okay. Whatever you're doing on Vimeo could also translate to YouTube. Mm-hmm. There's a bigger audience. Yeah.
All he said is on MySpace.
MySpace, right? I think I canceled my login. But yeah, no, MySpace was the jam. Like, that was the place.
What about pray.com?
Okay, all right. So we're going to take this another direction.
I'm so sorry.
Why did you breathe with nightmares?
Oh, man. So the thing I like to start with is kind of like the perspective of what you guys are doing and what's the purpose. Like, why do we have these little things in our phone and or in our pocket, and what can we do with them? And the purpose overall is to communicate and create relationships. So if what you're doing on your social and on your devices in general is not moving towards creating relationships, mm-hmm. then you're missing out. Because the relationships that you create with the people that you're just texting or calling is the same kind of relationship you should be creating with the people that are looking at your content. So whether it is your personality is you're really funny and you tell jokes a lot, do that in your content. Because what you need to do is you need to let them know who you are. Right, you're creating relationships, because that's why these were created. Phones in general were created to communicate, and that creates relationship. So whatever content you put out, no matter what platform it's on, it needs to be focused that way, especially for you guys, because your relationships with these kids is what's going to drive them into their next phase of life, right? Now, how many of you guys post twice a month? Okay, good, all right. How many of you guys post once a week? Okay. How many of you guys post once a day? Okay. Close. Good. Okay. Are you posting on all platforms? Or is that like I post once on Facebook and I post once on Instagram? And Okay. All right. So we need to do a lot more of that. So first of all, the algorithm, organic algorithms. Does anybody know? Does anybody not know when I say algorithms what that means? Okay. So the algorithm of Facebook, of Instagram, of Snapchat, of LinkedIn, of YouTube. The algorithm is what creates the content that goes in front of the person that's looking at their feed. So there's an algorithm within everything that says this person likes these kinds of things, so we'll put them in front of them. Now to get in that algorithm, you have to post a lot of content. So if you're posting once a month or even once a week, you're probably not getting in front of a lot of people. Okay, you're not gonna get discovered in the discovery on Instagram. Facebook, there is no real discovery thing. It's basically if you're running ads, you're running ads. And then Snapchat-wise, you gotta be on Snapchat all the time. Like I don't know if you, how many of you are on Snapchat a lot? Good? Okay. You need to teach these guys what's going on. Because like seriously, your demographic, Snapchat.
No, you're the youngest guy, too.
Yeah.
I am?
Yeah. I think so.
Oh.
Youngest guy.
Sorry.
Oh, God.
Youngest guy, yeah. Sorry. Don't get it twisted. Yeah.
We're probably the same.
But I think one of the things that I think is really, really critical for you guys when you're thinking about where to post my stuff is a lot of times we don't understand what each platform means. So the things that I have analogies that I like to make really simple so that we kind of understand what kind of content should I put on each. Because you're not going to put the same thing on Snapchat that you're going to put on Facebook. I mean, you might, but it's not going to reach the same audience. So if you start with Facebook, because Facebook's the big dog. Facebook's the big one. Okay. Facebook is like going to dinner with your friends and family. It's like you're going to go out and you're going to sit across the table, you're going to break bread and have that kind of a relationship. So you're sharing the kind of things that happened in your day, you're consoling a friend that's having a rough time. It's much more of that like intimate one-on-one, even though it's scalable, it's one-on-one conversations on Facebook. So if you come at it from like, I'm going to put this piece of content on Facebook, you need to try and make sure that you're thinking about it in contextually to say, it's like I'm going to dinner with mom or with my friend or with my aunt or whatever. So that kind of stuff. Because demographic-wise, that's kind of who's there. It's everybody, but it's the moms, it's the dads, it's the grandmas, it's the grandpas. Okay, that's really who's there for the most part. Then Instagram. Instagram's like going to the mall. Instagram's like windows in stores that people are just scrolling past. So if it's not eye-catching, if it's not visually appealing, it doesn't even register, right? Because if you're on Instagram, you know what I'm talking about. Like it's all hyper-visual. Everything's hyper-visual. The only way to really get organic traction in Instagram is stories. How many of you guys on Instagram are using stories? Good, okay. Stories is really the best place to get organic conversations going, engagement that way, because of the trackability of hashtags and locations, because they're trackable inside stories. So there's a lot more to unpack there, but just start messing with stories, start making content on there, start doing first person, just talking, whatever you're doing, like that kind of thing. Throw a hashtag in there because that gets searchable, and then always hit your location in stories.
What is stories and like how do you
use that? So stories, are you familiar with Instagram? Okay, so at the top there's the little circles with everybody's faces. That's stories. They're 15 second videos or pictures that just run through one after another after another. So, and they now have a feature where you can just hold it down and make a video and it will make 15 second videos. It will chop it up for you so you don't have to edit that. Because it used to be you'd have to create a video and then you'd bring it into something like Cut Story or something and then break it up and then you bring it back in. This is a big old problem. Snapchat has the function where you just hold it down and Snap just does it. So, and then you can take those in Instagram. But so stories is the place where most people go. How many of us look in stories? How many of us spend most of our time in stories? Right? Because you just click it and it just goes. And you don't have to scroll, it just goes. And if you don't like it, you just tap and it goes to the next one. But it's very one-on-one and it's very like fast-paced because it's 15 seconds. It's all you got per piece. So use stories. And Instagram is like the mall. Twitter. I didn't even ask about Twitter. Anybody, who's Twitter? Okay, Twitter's.
I don't ever post.
Okay, Twitter. Now, Twitter's that thing. There, a lot of people have it, but not a lot of people use it for what it's meant for. Twitter is conversations. Twitter's like going to the bar or being at like the water cooler at work. It's like you're having conversations about what happened. It's news. It's mostly text. It's very little visual. If you've been on Twitter, you know what I'm talking about. But that's where you can jump in with anybody in the world and start a conversation or join in on their conversation. So if you wanted to talk to The Rock about something he said related to his football career at Alabama, you're going to jump. Wait, he went to Alabama?
Miami.
Where was The Rock? Miami, thank you. About Miami, right? And like you get that all in there, and then you start having a conversation with The Rock and or all the people that are talking about it below. So Twitter's just a big, huge, stupid conversation that gets really overwhelming sometimes, right? But it is a great place to actually have conversations with people in text form about the stuff that you want to look up because it's super searchable. Also, in Twitter, there's a search function that gives you all the trending things that's happening on Twitter, right? So, and if it's trending on Twitter, it's pretty much trending anywhere. So if you use that information with the kind of content you make on Facebook, and on Snapchat, on YouTube, and on LinkedIn, all that stuff, that's a good place to just see what's happening. Like, I don't know what's going on in the world. Go to Twitter search function, and it gives you the trending things happening, right? That's huge. So Twitter's like the bar or the water cooler. Then YouTube is TV, right? YouTube is television. YouTube is where people go. I'm sure a lot of us that go there and watch things, you go there to sit and watch something specific. Mm-hmm. You go to take in information. You're either going to be entertained because it's funny. You're going to get educated or informed because somebody's telling you how to do something. Like, that's the thing about YouTube that's so intriguing is that people go there for a specific purpose. Then they go down a wormhole. And if you have content that's related to that purpose, or if you have information, which all of you have some sort of information, you have some skill, you have some knowledge that you can share in a way that somebody will be like, oh man, this is great, I wanna learn how to do this. And they'll sit down and they'll give you all their attention for 5, 10, 15 minutes, right? So that's huge, especially for you guys when you have a message and you've got, like, talking about the night coming up, that you've got like big name speakers and stuff coming in. Like, there's a lot of content you can do within that night that you can all use. Right? It doesn't have to be just one of you that has that content, but whether, and that is something that could be a YouTube function easily, and that could roll big time and turn into a brand spot, right? That really focuses people towards, well, what does FCA do? How do they connect with these people? And wow, they know all, they have connections that are like real connections, which you guys do. It's huge. So YouTube is the TV. Got it? Does anybody have any questions about YouTube? Okay. So we talked about Facebook is dinner, Instagram is the mall, Twitter is the bar, the water cooler, YouTube is TV, LinkedIn is like a business conference or like a networking meeting, okay? It's super businessy, very businessy. Now, the thing about LinkedIn, especially for you guys, because you're getting support, LinkedIn has people with money, okay? Very blunt, but it's real. Same thing with Facebook. Facebook has people with money. So as far as a support platform goes, Facebook, LinkedIn, because LinkedIn now is pushing content. They're pushing video content big time. And if you've got videos that work on Facebook, they will most likely work on LinkedIn, mm-hmm. which sounds really weird, but that's what's happening right now. The other thing with LinkedIn is it's not as much as I'm going to give you give me, like it used to be. How many of us have been on LinkedIn for a while? Yeah, LinkedIn was, I hated LinkedIn for a really long time because all it was people saying, hey, let me get your business. That's all it was. There was no relating at all. But it's turned into a lot more of actual networking and helping and sharing information like on the other platforms. So LinkedIn is a huge opportunity fundraising-wise. Same thing with Facebook because Facebook's, like I said, is where all the moms and the grandmas and the grandpas and the dads are. That's where the money is. The kids on Snapchat and Instagram and YouTube are not gonna be your supporters, right? But you need to connect to both. And the content that's gonna work for your supporters might work for your actual kids, but you might need to tweak it just a little bit, okay? Does anybody have any questions about any of those specific platforms?
We yes. do. Well, I have one question. My wife is on Pinterest and only Pinterest.
Yes.
She's a mom. We're with the baseball. not as much, I think, on the Snapchat level with the kid. We're more like, how do we get the parents of the kids age 7 to 12? Mm-hmm. You know, so can you do social media on Pinterest? You
totally can.
Okay.
And a lot of the content that works on Pinterest, because Pinterest is very, like, designy, crafty,
yeah,
right? Which is where a lot of the moms go.
They're on there, and I feel like Instagram.
Yep.
I feel like they're on Instagram a lot.
Yep. They're on Instagram. The moms are on Pinterest, they're on Instagram, and they're on Facebook. Your wife isn't. Demographic-wise, yeah, though, that's where most people, yeah, are. But the stuff that you put on Pinterest is going to be, like, some of the, and I've seen some of the graphics you guys have that come out with, you got text over it, and it's a picture of a kid in a camp or something like that. Like, those kind of things, you could build a board on Pinterest with those kind of things and make them shareable, because that's the thing about Pinterest is people pin them to their board, mm-hmm, people that look at their board, and then they see that, and then that gets them going.
Is it get return? I mean, does it, maybe it works like any other platform? You feel like it's just as important?
I don't feel like it's as important as, I think Facebook is the monster for you guys,
yeah,
especially from a support standpoint. Yeah. Facebook is the monster. And because I know you're probably not using it, or maybe you are, and if you are, that's awesome. The ad product on Facebook is ridiculous, right? It's stupid, the targeting you can do. It's a little scary, right? It's like, it's a little scary. Yeah. And the Facebook advertising works across Instagram as well. So if you have a mom that's more on Instagram, yeah, but they have to have a Facebook account because it's all linked together, okay, you can target them on Instagram through the Facebook advertising.
Okay.
So
okay,
that's a big thing to look, yeah, at. But Pinterest is not something to go away from.
Sure.
And I would say maybe have your wife do a lot of Pinteresting. No, I'm just like, do FCA Pinterest stuff. Like, that's, and maybe that's not the way her boards are.
She just is a viewer only.
She's a voyeur.
She's
a consumer. She's not a
she hates electronics.
Sure. Okay. Wow. Then your wife isn't our audience. I apologize. Yeah. Right. Never mind. Okay. So yes, Pinterest is viable.
Right.
What about how much content you guys should post? And the answer is more than you ever imagined. Okay. And that's literally, it's mostly because of the algorithm. But if you're looking at it from the standpoint of I'm creating a relationship, you need to be there all the time. Okay. Now, not meaning you need to ignore your other responsibilities and only be on the Instagram or Facebook because Todd said I should, right? That I'm not taking that responsibility. But you need to be there at least once a day, Monday through Friday, and once on the weekend, like at least. And if you're on Snapchat, it's like crazy.
What's right? the point, or why be on Snapchat? Or like, what's Snapchat for?
Snapchat is the demographic. Snapchat is basically stories, only stories, that's it. The thing about Snapchat is it's the demographic, because the way that it was created was to be there and then go away. Mm-hmm. It was only 24 hours and then you can't find it anymore. So it was like a secret message kind of place. But now it's turned into a content platform, where people are sharing, and they've got filters. Like, have you messed with Snapchat ever?
Uh-huh.
Okay, their filters are awesome. Like, I go on Snapchat just to pull the filter and then throw it in my Instagram story, because they're way better.
Is that,
yeah, exactly. Yeah. Yeah. I get the glow face, super the angelic thing. It's great. Yeah. So that Snapchat is, and that's demographic wise, ages 13 to 21. Snapchat is everything. And they're like, if. Okay, this is kind of weird. So I look over people's shoulder in line places, and I was just at the movie theater last weekend, and I was watching these guys. They were 18, 21-ish, and all three of them were talking to each other, but they were all down here, and I was just watching all of them on Snapchat, and they were constantly snapping and sharing and refreshing and like the whole time, but they were talking. Like, it was the weirdest thing in the world, but that's real. And the kids that are that age and younger, that's what they're doing. So if you're not here on some level, then that relationship isn't going to connect. And then they're not going to be like, oh, I want to go to the camp, or I want to go to the meeting that is happening at school or whatever. Yes?
Has the popularity of Snapchat gone down with the Instagram stories?
It has some, but the 13 to 21-year-olds have not moved as much. I speak to a lot of high school and junior high groups, and that's this. I always love polling the audience. And when stories came in Instagram, I was sure that all the hands were gonna. I said, so who went from Snapchat to Instagram only? And like only 10% of the kids raised their hand. Even I was speaking 2 weeks ago, last month at Disneyland, and like so recent. And these kids are all like, no, I didn't leave Snapchat for Instagram because I think there's that familiarity. That's what they're used to. They're used to the yellow ghost. Like, that's what they do. Mm-hmm. So the fact that Instagram changed didn't change for them, but it changed how people consume on Instagram. Mm-hmm. So.
Do you have multiple accounts on Snapchat? Do you know, like, if I made an account for, like, a specific school, like FCA, like, can you do that and still have, like, multiple accounts like you do on Instagram?
Yeah, well, you have to log out and log back in. So it's not as fluid on Instagram where you just tap the thing,
but
the drop down.
Would you have to use, like, a different email for all of those or something?
Yeah, because your email's tied to it. But Gmail, you can make a billion emails. It's free. Then you have to check all the emails sometimes. But yeah, no, but having a separate, so like if you wanted to have, like from a FCA standpoint or from a school standpoint, yeah, have them be all the verticals that you can, but then you got to manage all those accounts.
Yeah.
And you got to put content on all those accounts.
Yeah.
So it's a lot, but if you have kids do it, I don't know.
Would you suggest just choosing a few so that you can invest a lot in rather than...
Yes. Mm-hmm. I would say that's very much the biggest thing, is that you can't do it all, right? Because I just talked about six platforms that are super heavy in content, especially YouTube. If you're making YouTube videos, it's a lot just making the video and then editing and then uploading. And then if you're wanting to push it, you have to upload at least once a week on YouTube. Like, it's a lot of work. It's a lot of work creating that content. So I would say, depending on who your demo is, like sport-wise, I don't know if there's a sport that's better on one platform or not, but I know raising support on Facebook and connecting with kids on Snapchat, that's probably where I would spend most of my time. And then the Snapchats you can bring into Instagram stories if you want. Where do you have the most engagement?
Instagram?
Yeah. Okay. Is that where you spend most of your time?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Most of those people were probably on Facebook as well.
Mm-hmm.
Is it kids or is it parents?
Both.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because you can repurpose a lot of the Instagram content and just post through to Facebook.
Yeah.
And then that's really good.
For sure.
Because that way you're only doing it once, right? I know you can also post through to Twitter. The only thing about posting through to Twitter from Instagram is it doesn't bring the picture over; it just brings a link to your Instagram account. Now that's good. If your copy's like engaging and they're like, I want to see that picture, then they'll come to your Instagram account, and then if they like it, they'll follow you because it puts you right on your profile page. So that's something to think about. But I would say focus. If you're most of your engagement's on Instagram, stay with Instagram, add Facebook, and if you can add Snapchat, go ahead. But don't overwhelm yourself either because it's a lot. Because I would rather see you post three times as much content and just stay on Instagram than post once a week on three platforms.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Totally.
So if you can focus in and say, where's my audience most engaged, or where are the people that I'm getting the most support from, or where are my kids that I'm connecting with most, focus most of your attention there. Because especially at first, it's like, man, what do I do? Like, what do I post? What do I even put once a day? Like, for real? Are you sure? Yeah. But it doesn't have to be extravagant because it comes and goes. Like, we all watch it. We know what's there. It comes and then it's gone and then you're on to the next. So it's not like you have to do some big production thing. Like, YouTube's a different animal, but you don't have to do some production thing. You just throw your camera on and you're like, did you see this sign at the coffee shop that says, love you a latte, right? Super dumb, whatever, but it's a piece of content. It's something. It's getting your face. It's sharing that you like coffee, right? It's like you like dumb sayings, those kind of simple things. And the other thing about creating content is document your day. Documenting your day. I'm recording this whole thing because I have a podcast and I'm going to chop this up for my podcast and I'm going to repurpose this content then on top of graphics that I'm going to use on Instagram and I'm going to use on Facebook. Okay? So think about what you're doing, and when you go do a thing, when you go talk or you have FCA meeting or whatever with kids at schools, like, get content there. And I don't know rule-wise if you're allowed to or not allowed to have kids in the content. Like, I don't know, you're going to need to find that part out. I'm not the guru on that part. But think about documenting what you're doing. Or even like, hey, guys, I'm just walking into this FCA meeting. I could really use some prayer for this day because I'm talking about this. Like, that kind of thing. And then that engagement that you're going to get within Instagram or within Facebook or within Snapchat, two things. It says people know what I'm doing, so they're going to be praying for me. And it says people know what I'm doing, so they're going to recognize next time I do something, oh, what are they doing today? Right, so documenting what you're doing, again, because your purpose is so great and your audience is going to appreciate that.
could you speak into a little bit? So we've got like an Orange County Instagram page for just and they've got access to it. So in terms of how they relate from their page to, you know, to our Orange County page, I personally do not have Instagram right now.
Okay.
I got rid of it a couple years ago, so I don't post on it.
Gotcha.
But when they came out where everybody can have multiple accounts, we said, hey, take this and utilize it. Then we have a Facebook group or a Facebook page as well. For Orange County. So how what's the best way to kind of utilize those platforms? How much should they be doing personally versus adding things to that Orange County Instagram account?
So
stories there.
I think probably the best way to do that would be to create stuff on your own personal Instagrams and then share it within, there's an app called Repost, R-E-P-O-S-T. Anybody know about Repost?
Yeah.
And then repost it to the FCA page because it throws your username on the image or video,
right?
So then you're dovetailing stuff. You're making connections where the people that are only on FCA and they didn't realize, oh my gosh, Nate's with FCA? I didn't know. I love FCA and I know Nate. Why am I not connecting that to? Like, you don't know the people that are going to be on one or the other that are going to cross pollinate, right? So I think that would be a great way to do it, would be to share, put it on their personal and then share it to the FCA, right? And then FCA, it's got to have your own branded image stuff, right? Like that stuff's got to be there as well.
Yeah.
But yeah, if the FCA page has all of your team posting to it as well, yeah. I mean, then you can really, then that FCA page algorithm-wise is going to pop big time. Yes.
Three questions. Mm-hmm. Sorry. How often do you post on LinkedIn? Once a day?
I try and go once a day. It's the algorithm, again, is similar. And because the organic still works on LinkedIn, once a day is good. Three times a week would be the least I would do.
Okay. When you post on Instagram and it's got that little button that you can slide over and says post on Facebook as well.
Yes.
I found that when I do that, Facebook, not as many people on Facebook see it as if I did the exact same content and I posted it separately.
Yes.
So that's not a good idea, I'm assuming.
Well, it's not a good idea from the standpoint of if you're talking perfect algorithm issues,
right. Do
not post through from Instagram.
Okay.
Now, the reality to that is, like what we were just saying, if you're on 7 platforms, you may not have time to go in and organically put it on Facebook. Now, are you posting through to a page or a profile? Like a business page or a personal profile?
To my page.
A personal
page? That's the only one I have.
Okay,
so
gotcha.
Another question was, should I have my personal page and then just have a college FCA page? That's totally separate than my personal one.
Well, so there's things that happen within personal profiles algorithmically that do not happen page-wise. Page organic growth is horrible. It's really bad on Facebook. So because they want you to pay for ads.
Right.
Profiles, you can't run ads on your profile. So there still is some organic growth there. But the reality is, if you're going to drive real traffic, you're going to need to have a page and run ads. Because that's how to really make sure you're getting it in front of people. Because the Facebook algorithm is broken. There was a time where, I don't know if any of you guys remember this, but I would post a video and within 24 hours, I had like 1,500 views from my 2,000 followers. Mm-hmm. And now I post a video and I'm lucky to get 500 in 48 hours. Mm-hmm. So like, and that's just organically. That's not pushing anything.
Right.
So it's a different world. I would say if you have to choose between I'm going to post through from Instagram or I'm not going to post on Facebook, post through to Facebook.
Right.
If you have the time to post it organically, it does do better. And that's an algorithmic thing, and that's not going to change anytime soon.
Do you have any other like short resources you recommend to learn more about this, like a book or an online page, or
especially about like about ads,
running ads,
how to do ads, and what's the most effective way?
Because
you're spending money now. There's an investment. We want it to be the best.
Right. There's a lot of resources out there. Honestly, the best resource is YouTube. There's a couple of guys. What's his name? I can't think of him right now. Let me look him up. Todd Frazier. I do training. So if you wanted to me to come in and sit down with you guys and just break down Facebook advertising, we could do that too. And then just kind of show you guys how it all rolls.
Thanks so much for listening to the Do Things podcast. We really appreciate your attention. If you wouldn't mind to give us a rating over on iTunes to let us know how we're doing, or you can share this out with friends and family, we'd really appreciate it, because our goal is to inspire and equip as many people as possible. And the best way that we can do that is by you guys telling your friends and family about us. Again, you can check us out, dothingspodcast.com, if you want to know more about that. If you need help with your marketing or with speaking, you can just go to phraseinc.com, get everything there related to Fraser Industries. phraseinc.com, and start there. Message us on there. You can fill out to be a guest on the Do Things podcast if you want. If you go to phraseinc.com/do things guest, and you can get right in there. You can tell us why you want to be on the Do Things podcast, what's your passion or purpose, and then what story you want to tell to connect with this audience and really inspire and equip people through your experience. So thanks again for listening. My name is Todd Fraser, the host of the Do Things podcast, and always, and until the next episode, get out there, stop waiting, start doing, do things. All right, guys, see you later.